The way grows clearer and heaven is nearer.
Oh, yeah.
We're forward facing and heading towards home today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hi, hello. The sunshine is shining bright in this room, and it's our goal to brighten your day with every song. What is it? What is it? It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming. Where it is. Now in Technicolor.
That's right.
Follow the sunbeam, my friend, right over here. We have a seat just for you and all of our friends listening in from around the globe. Welcome on in. Whether illuminated by sunlight or moonlight right now, depending on what time it is where you are, I'm Daniel Britt, ready to introduce to you these golden rays of sunshine. Kevin Williams.
Yeah.
Lauren Talley.
That's right.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Michael Booth.
Smithbrothers.com.
Mark Bishop.
Bye, Chico's Bail Bonds.
Pat Barker.
And all God's children said who?
New York Times bestselling author Andy Andrews.
I'm here.
The soft feminine side, Tori Taff.
That's so right.
And the one and only Bill Gaither, who reminds us to look for the dawn of a glorious day full of joy as we walk this way.
So right, so right. And my guests today are all filled with hope and sharing the love.
That's us.
Maybe not all of them, but a couple of them. Let's get started.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good day.
Here's the whole Homecoming gang with Happy Jubilee.
Some of the happiest singers in the world, homecoming friends singing Happy Jubilee.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
And my good news reminder today is this. The blessing of God is not a paycheck for good behavior. It's a promise sealed with blood, given to people who fail him daily.
Wow.
That's about right, isn't it? Sealed with blood.
Yes, absolutely. I'm
glad of that.
I love that.
This is the best kind of song to get stuck in your head and have on repeat all day long. Here it is.
Greatly blessed.
The Gaither Vocal Band.
And highly favored, imperfect, but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed. And highly favored. Imperfect, but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed, highly favored. Imperfect, but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed, highly favored. Imperfect, but forgiven child of God. with the blessed assurance that the battle is already won. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. And highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God.
Was greatly blessed. Hey, this is Mark Bishop. Man, I love me a good Gaither Vocal Band song.
This thanks, is a good Mark. Place to love a good Gaither Vocal Band song.
Well, teacher's bad.
Thanks, Dad.
I've got that old-time religion. Got that old-time religion. That is why.
And that is why.
I'm satisfied. Well, you may ask me if I'm happy, if I have oh, sweet peace within. If I'm worried about tomorrow, when I reach my journey's end, well, I'm satisfied with my Jesus. And when he knocks, oh, I'm gonna let him in. 'Cause he'll go with me.
He'll go with me
through the valley. For I know my friend, I'm satisfied,
satisfied,
yes, satisfied,
I'm satisfied,
no trouble can ever get me down. When my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest, and then you'll know,
and then you'll know
I'm satisfied. I've got that old time religion, got that old time religion, that is why,
and that is why
I'm satisfied. If my friends, they all forsake me, and they turn me from their door, if they sow no seeds of kindness, make the thorns in my path grow, well, it won't matter over yonder when I reach other side. Well, I'm gonna sit down with my Jesus. Oh, I'm satisfied, satisfied, yes, satisfied,
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 I'm satisfied,
no trouble can ever get me down. When my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest, and then you'll know I'm satisfied. Yes, when my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest, and then you know I'm satisfied.
There's a guy full of energy, Jonathan Wilburn, here on Homecoming Radio.
Coming up, there's a song by Pat Barker and one of the groups he used to sing with.
Yeah, that's right. Let's name them, shall we?
Yeah, come on.
I want to know that he will welcome me there.
I do not want,
I do not want
to be denied. Let me live,
let me live
in that city so fair. And that's enough,
that's enough for me to know.
I want to know,
I want to know
that he will welcome me there. And I do not want,
I do not want
to be denied.
me live.
Let me live
in that city so fair, and that's enough.
That's enough for me to know.
I do not know, know the day my Savior will come, but I must be prepared to go. And if from earth I know He will call me someday, well,
that's enough for me to know.
Well, I want to know.
I do not want
to be denied. Well,
let me live
in that city so fair, and
that's enough for me to know.
Well,
let me live
in that city so fair.
That's enough for me to know.
Well, I want to know
that He will welcome me there.
I hear the six. Mark Trammell.
You know what? You talk about the numbers, Gene, and you hear the six. When I was a kid in the fifth grade, I used to play tunes on my teeth. This is the one.
The weirdest
this is
thing
two.
Ever.
This is a three. This is a four. This is a five. This is a seven.
Wait a minute. What happened to the six?
I had a root canal, man. Never could play it. But you know, you can make it like Jingle Bells. 3-3-3-3-3-3-5-1-2-3-4-4-4-4-4-3-3-3-3-2-2-3-2.
You were the weirdest kid in your class, weren't you?
I had no idea you wrote Jingle Bells. Yeah. That is wonderful. That is great.
What haven't you written, Bill?
Now he's just got enough teeth for Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's all we've got.
Here's something to think about. Revelation 11:18. I'm alive. I died, but I came back to life, and my life is now forever. See these keys in my hand? They open and lock death's doors. They open and lock hell's gates.
Ooh, that's
amen.
Good. That's good.
Well, it won't be long, believe it or not, before many of your favorite homecoming friends descend upon the beautiful Smoky Mountains.
The 2026 version of Family Fest, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Every year it seems to get better and better. And what a lineup of artists we've got.
Featuring Bill and Gloria Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band. That's Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith, along with Mark Lowry, Gordon Moat,
Gene McDonald, Lady Love Smith, Kevin Williams, Matthew Holt, Michael Shade Rousey, Angela Prim,
Joseph Habedank, we've got The Sound,
The Booth Brothers,
Chris Blue, The Martins,
Marshall Hall,
The Wilbanks,
Bradley Walker,
Woody Wright,
Jeff and Sherry Easter, Linda Randall,
Russ Taff,
plus guest speakers.
Family Fest 2026,
May 22nd through May 24th, Gatlinburg Convention Center.
5 concerts, 2.5 days in the beautiful Smoky Mountains.
And it is perfect for the whole family.
Great speakers, inspiring music, and more information at homecomingradio.com. Here are our buddies from Greater Vision with Sow the Good Seed on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
How can one who doesn't have the gift to sing a song teach a melody of grace so the world can sing along? How can one who's never preached go reach the lost with truth that saves? We've all been called to go, so just obey. And sow the good seed, do a good deed, show the love of Jesus to a dying world who stands in need of forgiveness. The fields are endless. The Father's calling all of those who've been set free to sow the good seed. When you were lost and wondering, looking for a better way, who reached down to lift you out with the truth that Jesus saves? Was it someone who was famous on a stage the Father used? Or were you won by someone just like you? Go sow the good seed, do a good deed, show the love of Jesus to a dying world who stands in need of forgiveness. The fields are endless. The Father's calling all of those who've been set free to sow the good seed. Only God can give a harvest, it's a miracle, I know. But if seeds are never sown into the soil, they'll never grow. Go sow the good seed, do a good deed, show the love of Jesus to a dying world who stands in need of forgiveness. The fields are endless. The Father's calling all of those who've been set free to sow the good seed, do a good deed, show the love of Jesus to a dying world who stands in need of forgiveness. The fields are endless. The Father's calling all of those who've been set free. The Father's calling all of those who've been set free to sow the good seed.
Hey, we're the Booth Brothers.
Hey, Tori, do you know what time it is?
How many Booth Brothers were in there? I do know what time it is. I'm glad you asked. It's time now to play Why Not with the man who invented the phrase. That'd be you, Bill.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Now, these seem easy, but don't get tangled up. Let's get right down and see who can get the answer to these.
Right. Thinking cap is on.
Deep questions. If you build a fort, drive a Ford, and fill out a form, then what do you eat soup with?
Oh.
Yeah.
A spoon.
Hey, that's actually right.
Yes, right.
Andy.
Actually.
Andy, got it.
Hey, we got a winner.
We got a winner.
Yeah. We have a winner.
Andy.
We don't have a prize, but we got a winner.
It's the first time in 20 years we've had a winner, so it's great. We don't know what to do. We never got this far. Yeah.
Let's soak in.
Okay, you have two coins that equal 30 cents, okay. And one of them is not a quarter. Which coins do you have?
Quarter and a nickel.
Quarter and a nickel.
Because the nickel is not a quarter.
Oh, the other one is.
You've invited some pretty smart people today,
Bill. Two winners in one day.
Too blonde for this game.
They kind of slipped that in their back door.
Man, what?
And with that, today's segment of Why Not is now unhinged. I mean, untied. And you can impress your friends. Why not?
Well, this one's going back several years. The project was The Sweetest Song I Know, the Homecoming video. And this one features Jesse Dixon, Gone. And you're on Homecoming Radio.
Mary came to find the tomb of Jesus.
the stone was moved. The Lord had gone away. The angel said, fear not, the Lord is risen. Oh, don't see the living here among the grave.
Gone,
the stone is rolled back.
Gone,
the tomb is empty.
Gone,
to sit at his father's side. Over death, triumphant. Sin is defeated. He lives forevermore. Oh, come with me and see the risen Savior, who still can turn the dark of death to day, who calms a storm of doubt, parts the ocean, who still can roll your heavy stones away.
Gone.
The stone is rolled back.
Gone.
The tomb is empty.
Gone.
To sit at his father's side. He's
gone.
Over death triumph.
People always say, why do you do what you do? And for me, it's the genuine words, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Things like, my grace is sufficient for you. The fact that he walks with us through every storm, every challenge of life.
Amen.
That's what this song's all about. I love to hear the Martins sing.
I love this song.
The Promise.
That's good stuff.
I never said that I would give you silver or gold, or that you would never feel the fire, shiver in the cold, but I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. Mm-hmm. And I did say, don't make this world your home. I didn't say that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
And I did say, I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on. Turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, that you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry.
Kings 8:56. There has not failed one word of all his good promise. That's a good one from the Martins.
Now, I love this song and I love the Easter. Mm. Sunshine on a cloudy day.
Ooh, this is good.
You're my sunshine on a cloudy day. You're my rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant. It's there all the time. No matter what your love is mine. I said, you're my sunshine on a cloudy day. You're my rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter what the weather, your love is mine.
I don't need a sunny day. Your love's inside me shining anyway. And even on a rainy day, so good you wash my troubles away. No matter if I'm up or down, your love always seems to be around. So I don't worry what the forecast may be. You always sail me to sleep, yeah. 'Cause you're my sunshine on a cloudy day.
clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter what the weather, your love is mine. Like the Milky Way, I like the morning star that shines. You're always glowing in this heart of mine. It's like no other love I found. I know that you'll forever be around. So keep it coming, keep it shining on me. I want my world to see, my Lord, that you're my sunshine on me. You're my rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter what the weather, your love is mine. I said, you're my sunshine on a cloudy day. You're my rain when the clouds are away. Your love is constant, it's there all the time. No matter what the weather, your love is mine. He's always there. Your love is mine. Even sunny weather, your love is mine. No matter what the weather, your love is mine. No matter what the weather, your love is mine.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, my buddies. Sunshine on a cloudy day.
Ooh, I love it.
Hey, Bill, me and Jeff Easter wrote a song here a while back. I won't sing it, so we won't have to do a royalty. But he said, Mark, can you write a song about? He said we were at a store and at Walmart, and said our soundtrack was in about an hour. And he said I had to go in and get Sherry and bring her out of Walmart. He said, so write me a song called "I Lost My Wife at Walmart." So see, so I'm going to audition this one for you.
Okay.
I love my wife and I know she loves me, but there's a place I think she'd rather be. Mr. Sam Walton, I've spent half my life searching through Walmart. I can't find my wife. I lost my wife at Walmart. It's happened to many good men. When they open 24 hours a day, I never saw her again. We made a vow that we'd never part. She fell in love with an old shopping cart. She won't come home till the money's all gone. I lost my wife at Walmart. But wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
There's always a second verse.
Turn that thing around.
So I guess I'll go wait on the wait bench. That's the bench at the front of the store where all of the husbands are waiting. The ones not asleep on the floor.
Yeah.
If you see my wife, would you tell her that the kids asked about her again? She's earned enough miles on our credit cards, our whole church could fly to Japan. I lost my wife at Walmart. It's happened to really good men. They opened 24 hours a day. I never saw her again. We made a vow that we'd never part, but she fell in love with an old shopping cart, and she won't come home until all our money's gone. I lost my wife. Whoa.
Every head bowed, every eye.
Long, long time ago, my heart was burdened with sin. My head bowed down in sorrow, the devil had trouble within. When I started out seeking salvation, I had a hard time resisting temptation. I kept on searching till I found the King of Kings. Yeah. Yeah.
Back here at Homecoming Radio with some wonderful homecoming friends. It's so good to see all of you. And
good to see you, Dan.
You know, one of the best friends.
You look great on the radio.
You know, I've been working on that. I'm glad it's paying off. One of the best friends, I think, that probably all of you would say, and at least watching from afar on the videos, always brought a special touch.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You're so fat. You'll be in the next show, Michael.
Okay, all right.
This is the late, great Doug Oldham.
Doug Oldham, yes. And,
what a voice.
And I think this was the Rivers of Joy project, Bill, where he could communicate a lyric like very few could.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, people ask me from time to time, they say, Bill...
Bill?
Bill.
Some say William. And was the Elvis Presley cut of He Touched Me your big, big thing? Uh-huh. And I don't want to knock it. I mean, I loved Elvis and I loved him singing a song. But the answer is no, because it happened 10 years earlier with this, with the He Touched Me song, with Doug Oldham going out there and singing it every night.
Wow.
And you are right, Daniel. He has an amazing way of communicating. There's a great old hymn that he sings. Does Jesus care?
Does he care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or even a song? When the burdens press, when the cares press down in distress, and my way grows weary and long.
Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior.
When my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear, as the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near?
Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary,
does he care when I've tried and I've failed to resist some temptation so strong? And when, for my deep grief, I find no relief, though my tears the night. Oh, here's the good news. Oh,
yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with
Doug Oldham.
How you do it. Wow.
That's how you do it.
I love that from Doug Oldham. People will say, what makes a great singer? Well, I want to know what makes a great communicator.
Yes. Yeah.
And Doug was a wonderful communicator of that great song. And it's true, Jesus cares, and I'm glad he does.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Pat. I'm assuming you and I are probably in the same age range.
Not even close, Danny.
And I'm just going to go out on a limb, another limb, and say, were you a young guy sitting at home watching a VHS tape of that Rivers of Joy?
Oh, absolutely, I was. Listen, I remember in 91 when the first video came out, I was standing outside of my Christian bookstore, and I went in and I bought the first copy and I watched it and bought every one of them. I still have them. You're welcome, Bill. I've gone out to all the concerts. I have loved every bit of it, and listening to those songs like Doug Oldham and Vestal and Jake and all of those that I wouldn't have known had they not been brought back on those videos.
Sure.
It's just a wonderful reminder of the heritage that we have through gospel music.
I learned a little bit about economics and business because of the homecoming videos, because my lawn mowing business growing up as a kid only paid about $10 to $20, depending on the yard.
Right.
And when the videos came out, they were roughly $29.95, if I remember correctly.
They were.
And so that became a little out of my reach for one lawn. And so I said, I've got to start charging more so I can afford it.
Capitalism!
See, Gaither's effect on
see, Daniel,
the
I was lazy, so I would rent it and then just record it onto another video. It only cost me $2.20.
You're welcome, Bill. So what I got out of this is Bill Gaither is responsible for inflation.
And also growing up, I thought William J. Gaither was a great songwriter and Bill Gaither kept trying to steal the glory. I didn't know they were the same person.
I love it.
Ride that glory train.
I want to ride that glory train. Now when my race on earth is through, there's one thing I want to do. It's to get aboard and ride that glory train. Now there's a railroad train that's leaving, just rolling down the track, and the passengers on board it, boys, are never coming back. Now this glory train is leaving, this train I long to ride, and I'll beat you up in heaven where God's children all abide.
I
want to ride that glory train. Now when my work on earth is through, there's one thing I want to do. It's to get aboard and ride that glory train.
Hear the thunder of the engines, get aboard her if you can. For that final destination is that far off promised land, where the master will be waiting and his home way up above. And he'll fill our hearts with gladness with his great eternal love.
I wanna ride that glory train.
That glory train.
I wanna ride that glory train.
That glory train.
Now when my race on earth is through, there's one thing I wanna do. It's to get aboard and ride that glory train.
Ride that glory train. Ride that train.
When you step up to the station and this train's about to leave, sure you have a ticket if you really do believe. Now the master's waiting for you in his good home up above, and he'll fill our hearts with gladness and his great eternal love.
I wanna ride
that glory train.
That glory train.
I wanna ride that glory train.
That glory train.
Now in my race on earth is through, there's one thing I wanna do. It's to get aboard and ride the glory train.
Cathedral Quartet.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
God is always there for us. Hear the Statler Brothers with God Saw My Need on Homecoming Radio.
I grew up reciting Bible verses, committing everyone to memory. But like Nicodemus when he met the teacher, I could finally see the Pharisee in me. I have always believed I believed in the right things to do and to say. But like Paul, I was traveling and blinded till I saw the life, the truth, and the way. In the darkness, God saw my need, saw my sorrow, my lust, and my greed. Just one touch of His hand, I was free. In my darkness, God saw my need. I could name you every book in the Bible, and I knew all the pretty words it took to pray. But like Zacchaeus, I was short on things that mattered, till the Lord stopped in at my house one day. Ah, it's a thin, thin line between a good man and one who knows he's been saved. Like Lazarus, I'm now a friend of Jesus, and this body's all I'm taking to the grave. In the darkness, God saw my need, saw my sorrow, my lust, and my greed. Just one touch of His hand, I was free. In my darkness, God saw my need. Darkness, God saw my need, saw my sorrow, my lust, and my greed. Just one touch of His hand, I was free. In my darkness, God saw my need. In my darkness, God saw my need.
What makes our day even better is when we hear from you, like this from Chad in North Carolina. He writes, I listen to you guys in the mornings on the way to work on 88.1 Joy FM. I love hearing you guys. Love the music. You guys get my day going. Thanks for what you do. Well, thanks, Chad, and thanks for writing in at homecomingradio.com.
The Martin Luther statement that he made in Germany when they wanted him to recant. And and disown the statements that he was making about practices in the church that he thought needed to be looked at very, very carefully.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I can't. I said it, I believe it, and I can do no other. Here I stand. Listen.
Here I stand, I can do no other. It is what such love demands. I cannot, no will denounce him. He is sure, and here I stand. I will trust this living promise that his blood for me atones. With his death he bought me access. I am saved by faith alone. I am clean, for he is holy. I can know, for I am known. I am free by his grace and mercy. I am brave, for I'm not alone. We are kings and priests of glory. We are heirs to a vast domain. There is no other. Trusting in the Master's name. The our Father, his love reaching is the Christ. Breath and power are the Spirit in this holy dance of life. Narrow gate leads to abundance. Infant birth,
just beautiful.
the Gaither Vocal Band. And that'll do it for today.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little reminder that we're almost home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. Heaven is near each day. Keep looking for the dawn of a glorious day, full of joy as we walk this way. And that will do it for today. Oh, you were trying to do some rhyming on that, weren't you?
I think you wrote that, or Gloria.
Join us the next time, and we'll have a whole lot of fun. Yeah. Blessings to you.
Hey, Bill, we put so much at your fingertips. Well, not yours, but everybody else's fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts and all the fun happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos and new albums, link up to our social media and our Facebook page, and as always, you can leave us a note.
Now, all this and so much more here at Homecoming Radio.
Let me say that.
So much more here at homecomingradio.com. Again, that is homecomingradio.com. And don't forget boothbrothers.com.
And we have some great homecoming radio stations in the state of Georgia, like 101.1, The Pulse, WACF, WCOQ, WDAL, so many more. We say
salute.
You know what? We've run out of time, and we got to get out of here. We'll see you next week. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.